السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah. And the topic is Those who believe love Allah more than anything else. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has ennobled His slaves so that they love Him and are grateful to Him. O Allah, for You is all praise. You are the light of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in them. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him, and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily, this is the means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to attain His love. For He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Indeed, Allah loves those who have taqwa of Him. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O you who believe. From the regular supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his saying, اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقرب إلى حبك. O Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who you love and the love of performing actions that will draw me near to your love. So brothers and sisters, based on this hadith, we can see that amongst the greatest of things we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is to be saturated in this love. And it is this love of Allah that is the very nourishment of our souls and the blessings of our hearts. And for this reason, it was the aim of what was being called to by the prophets and the messengers. And hence it remains and is the goal of the believers, which they strive to hasten towards through their worship, and for which they should be avid. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Those who believe are stronger in their love for Allah. And how can we not have this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He has manifested His love to us through the countless blessings, generosity, and nobility that He extends towards us? He has bestowed upon us all of this through His clemency and gentleness. And He is the one who has given us provision through His pure magnanimity. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَسَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُورَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُوَرَكُمْ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ It is Allah who has made for you the earth as a place of settlement and the sky as a ceiling and has formed and perfected your forms and provided you with goodly things. That is Allah, your Lord. And then blessed be Allah, Lord of all the worlds. So given this beautiful verse and this understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to whom all our blessings and all our favors that we partake in return, then naturally it becomes an obligation in response to this that we instill the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. And the way to achieve this is to be constant in His remembrance. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ Is it not through the remembrance of Allah that hearts find this state of tranquility or rest? And another way is to be constant and to expend as much time as we can in the recitation of His book, the Qur'an, and to reflect on its meanings with the various verses within them. And to reflect on the signs that disclose Him in the cosmos. Isn't it interesting that the word for the verses in the Quran is ayat, and the word for the signs in the horizons is ayat? They are both signs, and they are signs to be reflected upon with the goal that we follow the signs that disclose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw nearer to Him thereby. For there is nothing more pleasing to one who truly loves someone than to hear and engage with the words and the signs that tell him of his beloved. For this is the delight of the hearts of those who love and becomes that which they truly desire. And that's why it's been narrated by the great Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said, "Whoever wants to know whether they truly love Allah, then let them assess their own selves with regards to the Qur'an. For if they find in themselves a love for the Qur'an, then they should know that they are those that love Allah. For the Qur'an is the speech of Allah." Brothers and sisters, if the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, then one who loves the Qur'an has a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to take ourselves to account. We can't just be of those who make claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to look for its signs. One of the poets said, "Innal muhib liman yuhibbu muti'u." Truly the one who loves is obedient and in devotion to the one he claims to love. And one of the signs of love therefore is taqwa, to be truthful. And this is why many of the scholars have said that the way to cement the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts is by the embodying of goodly character and morals through the demonstration of our actions. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man sarrahu an yuhibba Allah wa rasulahu aw yuhibbahu Allah wa rasuluhu falyasduq hadithahu idha haddath wal yuaddi amanatuhu idha tumin wal yuhsin jiwara man jawarah." The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "Whomsoever would love that they be amongst those who love Allah and His Messenger, and that Allah and His Messenger love them, then let them be truthful in their speech. Let them fulfill the trust they have been bequeathed with, and let them be good, of good character to their neighbors." These are criterions by which we know we are of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we find our character emulating and being in accordance with the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the best of characters was the character of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for he was on a khuluqun azim, a great character. And so we have to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly and inwardly. O those who claim to love Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all be from those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, another sign that we can look into our hearts that bears testimony to our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when we find a sweetness, a halawa of our iman, of our faith. And this manifests as a felt sense. Many of us who feel this know what we're talking about. And this is because such a faith, once it, or our iman, once it settles in our hearts, calls us to that which is good, as light only begets light. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith that is narrated in both Bukhari and Muslim, is reported to have said, "Thalathun man kunna fihi wajada halawata al-iman." There are three qualities for which anyone who is characterized by them will experience the halawata al-iman, the sweetness of faith. Wa dhakara awwalaha, and he mentioned the first of these qualities as being, "An yakuna Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma," that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than anything else besides. So brothers and sisters, this is a criterion. We should find our hearts loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. That's why we began this khutbah with the title that those who believe love Allah more than anything else. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّوا حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe are more in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything else. And so, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the means to all happiness. It is the means of success. And it's the ultimate means by which we attain unto paradise, an eternal life of bliss. In one of the most beautiful hadith that caused the Sahaba to rejoice the most, it's narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, that a man once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "When is the hour?" And by which he meant, when is the day of judgment? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of responding specifically by giving a time, said, "وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا?" And what did you prepare for it? And so the man responded by saying, "Nothing, except that I love Allah and His Messenger." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anta ma'a man ahbabta." You shall be with the one whom you love. And it said that the Sahaba, many of them say they never rejoiced about a hadith more than this hadith. And how could it not be so? Because this was a testimony to all of them knowing that they loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they loved him more than their own selves and their own parents and everything else in the cosmos. And so they were the one thing that they could rely on and they felt a sense of certainty about was their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so when he assured them by giving a response to this sahabi, when he assured this person by saying, "Anta ma'a man ahbabta," you shall be with the one you love, they all had a portion of happiness in that hadith. So, O Allah, we have many shortcomings. We sin sometimes by night and day. We face difficulties. But if we draw nearer to you, we ask you to bless us with your love. And that you give us a portion out of our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you give us this ma'iyya, this withness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised the Sahaba. And that we shall be, as all believers, be with the one we love. So make pure our hearts to love you, and make pure our hearts to love your messenger, and make pure our hearts to love everything that they loved, and make pure our hearts so that we be joined with those who love for the sake of Allah and who love each other in the sake of Allah. Bless us for the love of those you love, and bless us with the love of every deed that draws us near to your love. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atil Quran Abu Dhabi.